Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul and Jordana, DJ producing. Hope your Wednesday is going well. It is Wednesday, right, Jura? I think it's Wednesday.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'd have to check my calendar, but I'm pretty sure it's Wednesday.
I'm not sure it matters in so much as when to pay your bills. And yeah, anyway, it's Wednesday. And it is now my distinct pleasure to introduce the latest Edward R. Murrow winner. I'm surrounded by Edward R. Murrow Award winners. Jordan, of course, won.
No.
That?
Mine was not.
And a Marconi. That was a Marconi.
That's right. Laura's is very prestigious, and she is her own winner in her own right. And Laura, we are verklempt. We are so proud of you.
I love verklempt. It's nice to be with you guys again. I miss you. I wish we were all together in the studio.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
One of these days, Laura, you captured with your reporting the power, the essence of music, unlike anything I've ever seen.
Thank you.
What inspired you to do this, and what was the burst of creativity that led you down this path?
Well, it was really a labor of love, you guys. About a year ago, I decided I hit a little roadblock in my life, and I decided I needed to get back to the artsier, more creative side of me. A lot of that revolved around music and writing. I also love to write beyond news writing. I like to just write. So I decided to make some changes, and I brought my idea to my bosses here at CCO, and I'm so grateful for their support for letting me do this, which is outside the normal realm of what I would do in my job as a news person. It's really not even news. It's a feature piece on what I consider to be the power of music, using artist friends of mine and people that I admire and different avenues I wanted to explore. And I just was able to do this and spend 9 minutes doing what I wanted to do. So the award is for, it's an odd category for CCO to win in this category. The category is called Excellence in Sound. And I'm so proud of that because it incorporates not just the storytelling, but also all of the music that is part of this 9-minute piece that I was so fortunate to put together here. So, yeah, that's kind of how it came about.
I do have a little bit of that sound. Do we want to play that sound?
Yes.
Sure. I have a clip too, but you guys go ahead.
Oh, okay.
It goes 9 minutes, but it is absolutely amazing.
We all know that feeling. You hear those few opening notes of a song, and it instantly takes you back. For me, it's the soundtrack to my teens. Early to mid-80s, when Madonna ruled. When we would position our beach towels in just the right spot so we could see Prince's purple house across the lake. A time when Billy Squire drove us into an air guitaring frenzy while jumping from bed to bed in the room my friend Nancy shared with her sister, laughing so hard we were crying, cobalt blue eyeliner running everywhere. Real artists have their own songs that transport them right back to where it all began. Singer and guitarist Joe Gamble.
I remember distinctly the first time I heard.
So that's just a little snippet. I
so
encourage
good. Oh.
Every listener to search that out. It's prominently located on the WCCO radio website, and it deserves to be prominent because it is exceptional radio.
Thank you so much, Paul. I really appreciate that. I loved it. I just loved every single minute of it, and it took up many minutes of my life, many weeks,
yes.
many weekends, and I did a lot of it. I did a lot of the writing at home, but I was stuck in an edit studio here at the station, you know, outside my regular working hours for many, many days, but it didn't feel like work at all. It was just a joy. And the people that I got to spend time with interviewing, a couple of them have become very good friends of mine. Like the one that we were just leading into with that clip of yours, that's Joe Gamble. He is the lead singer of the Rolling Stoners, an excellent band here in the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. And when you hear him kind of explain how music propelled him to this day and this trip that he describes driving in the car with his dad back and forth from Iowa to Kansas City listening to the Rolling Stones on a cassette tape and just how that really brought it all to life for him. It's amazing. And then another guy in my piece, his name is Dustin Tessier. He and I have become very good friends since this piece where he's helped me with my own guitaring. I started guitar lessons in the middle of all of this. Mm-hmm. So we've jammed a few times,
wow.
and we share music, and he'll play some guitar tracks for me, email them over to me, and then I'll sing and add some chords, and then we put it all together and make a cool song out of it. So it's been just so rewarding and wonderful, and I feel so fortunate, not just for the award, but for these fabulous, loving people that are now in my life.
Where can we hear some of those songs, Laura? We want to hear the Laura Oakes originals.
My songs? Oh, no, no, no.
Yes.
No, no,
yes.
No, no, no. We don't have those for public consumption. Those are just for fun, kind of private
Got
at
it.
The moment.
Well, I hope you are reveling in the win of this Edward R. Murrow Award. We are just so proud of you.
Thank you.
And I hope it's not too soon to ask this question. Do you have another passion project that you're considering for the future?
I had one, and then it disappeared in our crash of our systems a few months
yes.
ago, unfortunately.
Oh,
but I do have another one in mind. I just haven't quite figured out exactly what it's going to be between two different options yet. But I love doing these. I love just having time mm-hmm. to explore something I'm passionate about without any deadlines, without any time constraints, and just be able to throw myself into it. So there'll be another one sometime this year.
Good.
Well done, Laura.
Thanks, you
we
guys.
We are proud of you.
Thank
we
you
are so
very
proud
much.
Of you.
I appreciate it.
You got it. Really, it's such a, that's where you see, I mean, a passion project is great. And to have the time, like she said, you know, we're doing the grind. It's the daily grind. We're feeding the beast. She is too. She's feeding that news cycle. She has to be on these stories. She has to know everything. So it's so great to hear and see. And obviously, know she does it well when you really have the time to just dig into something juicy that you love.
Speaking of feeding the beast, we have breaking news regarding Governor Walz and his announcement at 6 o'clock. Blois Olson is on with us right now. Hey, Blois, what's going on?
Hey, Paul and Jor. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Governor Walz will lift the stay-at-home order beginning on Monday, and retail will be permitted to open at 50%. Churches likely to reopen at 50%. Social gatherings should be kept to 10 or fewer, but they're going to be allowed, and that's something he's going to watch carefully. And then fitness, salons, and restaurants are likely to be permitted to reopen on June 1st. The state will give guidance on the capacity limits and some of the guidelines next Wednesday on May 20th.
Wow.
Blois, why? The models don't look good. We were expecting an extension of the stay-at-home order. This is a big reversal.
Well, I was expecting it as well. I thought there'd be some sort of place, kind of continued placement. But I think, and he's saying, we're already gathering in groups of 10 or more, or traffic patterns are there. The model is showing that that the effectiveness has been limited by our kind of travel and us working. And I heard you guys talking about, while 91% of the workers are essential, of the workforce is essential, we've still had massive layoffs because of the economic consequences to so many of these businesses and furloughs. Mm-hmm. And so I think he saw the pressure building. And I also think that there was this sense that one size didn't fit all for the whole state. And he wanted to make sure that people had, if he let people try to, you know, do well in social distancing and being smart, I think he wanted to let them give them a chance. But finally, it's Iowa lifted everything. Wisconsin lifted everything. We're about to look like an island. And economically, I know people who are driving to the Dakotas, driving to Iowa, driving to Wisconsin. for those businesses, and they're the smallest businesses, restaurants, salons, folks like that.
Okay.
Lois Olson with the breaking news. We appreciate the call, and we appreciate you being on it. We're grateful.
No problem. Talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, thank you, Lois. Wow. All right. Well, we still hope you I hope you stick around and listen at 6 o'clock live for the governor, who will be on CCO Radio. Jura, what's coming up next?
Reaction to that news. Governor is lifting the ban tonight. 651-989-9226. Call us now. Big news, breaking news here, folks. As you know, the governor is supposed to have a press conference at 6 o'clock, which he will hear on WCCO Radio. Keep it tuned. But we just heard from Lois Olson, who told us that the governor will lift the stay-at-home order on the 18th, 5 days from now, of May. Retail will be permitted to open at 50%. Churches reopening at 50%. Exactly what that means? Things are still unclear for us. Social gatherings should be limited to 10 people or fewer. And what are you asking about those fitness, the salons, the restaurants? They are scheduled to reopen 6-1 June 1st. And the state is going to provide some draft guidance on 5/20 for that. So we know that the stay-at-home order will be lifted, modified, will be lifted a little bit come the 18th of May.
You said 10 people? 10 people?
10 people. Social gatherings should be limited to 10 people or fewer.
That's good. I only have 10 friends. I've got 6 friends I'm rounding up. If I count my Facebook friends. What's your reaction? 651-989-9226. Alan in Montrose. What do you make of this, Alan?
I'm a bit shocked. I understand the reason for the economic. I also feel like Walt is being pressured because of Wisconsin and Iowa and what's going on there. My concern is, Paul, you and I are in an age bracket where, I mean, you know, I've been a pig my whole life. Well, you know, the last couple months, I've learned not to be a pig anymore. And you just got to be concerned about where you are and who you're around. I don't know. I guess we'll all find out together if this thing explodes.
Alan, are you going to go out? Are you going to socialize? Are you going to go to maybe a salon or a restaurant and be in a gathering of 10 people?
Well, if I don't get my hair cut soon, something's going to happen. Somebody's going to cut it and I'm not going to look there. I'm going to look worse than I normally do. Will I? No, probably not. I mean, I could see maybe going to a restaurant.
Oh, it looks like we may have lost Alan. Yeah, we're taking reaction. We're taking reaction at 651-989-9226. I, for one, Paul, I'm surprised. I thought he was going to extend the stay-at-home order. I am really surprised. We're looking at these numbers. We're looking at the models. You just heard Sloan Martin in the last hour, which you can hear on the Rewind feature at radio.com, talk about how we haven't peaked yet and that more deaths are going to happen and it's going to get worse before it gets better. So I, for one, am very surprised by this.
It's an experiment, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and look, I get it. We all want things back the way they were. We want people back to work. But if this results in a sudden surge in infection, you know, would the governor have to shut things down again a month or two or three from now, depending on how things go? Who knows? I mean, we're taking it one day at a time, and happy for the churches and the restaurants and the salons that can reopen and try to keep the wheels on the bus. Happy for that. Bob in Bloomington, any reaction to this?
Hey, guys. I think what they've done is they've taken the fuel away from the fire, but the fire's not out, and now they're gonna reintroduce fuel to it, and we're gonna see a blaze that makes this beginning of this horrible event we're about to go through. I really think this thing's gonna take off now, and it's just not gonna be in little central, you know, Minnesota towns. It's gonna be in your neighborhoods. And they're going to really regret that they didn't take more action on this. It's just ridiculous, I believe.
So, Bob, will you go out? Will you see people and go to restaurants?
No. No, as a matter of fact, I seriously believe there will be a time when my family is hunkered down for 2 months in our house, and we will not be even able to go out. This stuff is extremely contagious. People have no idea what they're dealing with. This thing, you just breathe the air that somebody else has been breathing, and you catch this stuff. I mean, I'm 65. I quit smoking so that, you know, I don't have to die, you know, gasping for breath like I've seen other people, you know, who had smoked that got COPD. And I thought, that's not the way I want to die. And from what I understand, this is the way you pass away. And all your vital organs, they shut down. I mean, this stuff just wreaks havoc on the human body.
Bob, we want to thank you for your call. We hope you are well and stay safe, sir.
Kathy in Tonka Bay, we're going to try to squeeze you in for a quick comment. What do you think, Kathy?
And we're going to continue calls, though. We're going to continue calls after this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hi. My comment is the sooner we start this, the better off we are, because this is our new normal and we have to learn how to live. So whether we learn how to live in a week or 4 months or 5 months, we need to start to learn how to live now. And that's my comment.
Okay. Thank you,
Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it. Let's go to Brian and Marshall. Hey, Brian. And our number is 651-989-9226. Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
Hey, Brian.
Yeah, my thoughts are, you know, we should have opened up a while ago. I go into the local Hy-Vee, Menards, Walmart, and they're just packed with people. But yet I can't go to the small retail stores in town.
Right.
So you're going to go out and about, Brian. You feel comfortable getting out?
I've been going out and about. You know, I got three kids at home, and they can't go play sports. They can't go hang out with their friends. It's mentally, it's hurting them.
Right.
I hear you. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Brian. We really appreciate
it.
Our phone number is 651-989-9226. We are learning that Governor Walz at 6 o'clock will lift the stay-at-home order with restrictions. There are going to be, you know, 50% retail. We're going to be able to see 50% maybe capacity for churches and religious organizations and salons and gyms will be able to open 6-1 on June 1st. And we are going to be able to now gather in groups of 10 people. The press conference the governor is doing will be at 6 o'clock carried live here on CCO. We're taking reaction. Will you go out? Will you meet with 10 people? Are you going to go to restaurants? 651-989-9226. Next. Get to your calls. Jordana and Paul, David at the helm. Well, the governor is reopening partially our state. Today at 6 p.m., it is confirmed that the governor will lift the stay-at-home order that will take place on 5/18. Okay? 5/18 is when the stay-at-home order will be lifted partially. Retail is permitted to open at 50% capacity. Churches, and I imagine synagogues and mosques, are also be able to open at 50% capacity. Social gatherings will be limited to 10 people or fewer. You're wondering about your haircut, your gym membership, and if you can go to a restaurant? On June 1st, the state will provide a draft guidance. They'll provide guidance, excuse me, on the 20th of May that will allow fitness, salons, and restaurants to open partially. They need guidance on that. They will open partially. We will be anxious to hear what the governor has to say about that tonight. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. I, for one, am absolutely shocked about this. I really thought he was going to extend it. Paul, are you as surprised as I?
I'm surprised, and I have mixed feelings. I'm happy for all of the business owners that are just hanging on, that, you know, this is a lifeline. And they need this. And look, most people I talk to around the state, they don't want a handout. They just want to be able to earn a living, a respectable living. Mm-hmm. And everybody wants to stay safe. And I'm hoping the governor and all of us can thread that needle and reopen the state without putting additional lives at risk. That's going to be the trick. Rob in Minneapolis, were you surprised by this?
Actually, I was. I actually had to drive to Chicago yesterday to get supplies for my business because we can't get them from the main, from people up here. They're just, they're running out.
Really?
There's nobody in the backside to fill them. So I made the drive down, and it was like going from east to west Berlin. I go from Minnesota to Wisconsin, and I'm watching people on golf carts and pairs.
Wow.
No, none of the places I stopped, gas stations, food, were wearing masks or gloves. You couldn't sit down. The doors were open. Places were in. Limited attendance. But, you know, if I think about a grocery store here, it's the same difference. There's, you know, 200 people in a building. You know, they're limiting theirs depending on square footage and things like that. Then I get to Chicago, and there's signs where you have to wear masks to go in a grocery store. You have to wear masks to go here. You have, by order of the governor of Illinois. It's literally like a black and white culture shock change to see the difference.
Rob, you're going to go out and about, and you'll mix and mingle?
I will, in a heartbeat. Well, it's my business. I see about 150 people a day. And so I see.
So what do you do again, Rob?
I own a restaurant.
Own a restaurant. Yes, that's right.
Yep.
I remember. Hey, Rob, I remember when you called in last time. You had a great, we had a great interview with you. Did you get a PPP loan?
We did.
Did it help?
So, you know, the PPP loan's been great because basically the PPP loan, instead of me laying people off, my employees stay employed, which means then my food vendors are employed because I'm buying from them. The manufacturers employed because they have to restock the shelves. So me being able to get my employees to stay open rather than than being short and having that money to pay the bills, the chain stays going. Whereas if I shut down, then the chain stopped going. If I'm not buying food, you're not eating it, then the manufacturer's not carrying it, they're not making it, and it just backlogs and shuts down.
So, Rob, I remember you had about 5 restaurants, I think, correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
you able to keep them going, and are you able to reopen all of them with those employees?
Well, we just have one restaurant over in South
Carolina. Oh, I'm sorry.
We've kept all of our employees employed from day one except for one full-time server and one part-time server. The rest were all able to stay. Originally, we had to shave their hours slightly, like 5 hours out of 40. But every week over the last 8 weeks, things have increased by probably 3 to 4% a week. So about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we actually brought everybody back at full-time hours and full-time schedules.
And you're going
to be okay. Well, you know, it's been a fight, but the fight's been helped by customers who come in and support you because you're open. Yeah. Our own vendors, you know, saying, hey, guess what? Instead of paying the $5,000 invoice from 8 weeks ago, pay the $1,500 or $2,000 you're doing now and give us $500 to pay off that bill. My landlord that cuts my rent in half. My bank that called me the second week this happened and said, hey, we have a program where we can exempt your SBA payments for 6 months, not push them back. You don't even have to make them. We'll make them for you.
Rob?
It's all been a group thing that's had me become successful and stay open.
Rob, if you're only at 50% capacity, can you operate profitably?
So, I mean, we're operating somewhat just slightly below break even. We've just take out and dine in. Now, we've always had to take it out and dine in, so it's not anything new for us. But there's places around town. There's a place in Farmington called Bourbon Butcher that is doing these $60 meal packs. They're selling 300 every Friday and every Saturday night by the reserve ticket. That's $18,000 a night in sales. But the high school actually worked with them as a pickup point. So it's a drive point. You drive up, hand them your voucher that says you bought it. They either put it in your back seat, your trunk, wherever you want, and you drive off. But it's everybody working together. And as long as we can do that, this works. You know, I understand people are nervous. This is going to explode. This is going to grow. But if you've listened to the data, and I can't remember the CCO report has been asking the health commissioner this over the last couple of weeks, 15% of the population is actually who's the bulk getting sick. 85%, there's some people in the 40s, some in the 50s, but the bulk are 70 to 90, and 80% in nursing homes and care centers.
And Rob, that's all true. And we're not going to get into that data right now, but we are thrilled that you have found a way to keep your employees and keep your business open. Name your business because we're rooting for you and we will come and visit. Give it a free plug here, Rob.
It's Chicago's Taste Authority. It's over in South Minneapolis off Hiawatha and 42nd.
We'll see you at the restaurant. Thank you, Rob. Taste Authority. That was great. I'm glad he called back.
We have time for one more quick one, and we're going to keep this going this half hour. John in Hamel, do you have a comment?
Bonjour, Dana.
Hey, Hi, John.
Can you hear me? Hi, how are you today?
We can.
Loud and clear.
Long time listener to you. Thank you for taking my call. And kudos to the last caller. He's doing a great job.
Yeah.
I'm happy that the governor's slowly lifting the stay-at-home order. I believe people are capable of self-imposing safety measures, less government, less big brother. And I'm hopeful that business will get back to somewhat normal, and we'll see, you know, how people like that last caller are doing with the restaurant business, because that's really important with the service industry in our country.
It is. Absolutely. You'll go out and about, John?
I will. I'm not as afraid of catching the virus as spreading it, you know. So I'm not as concerned for myself, as I don't want to give it to my grandparents, parents, kids, things like that. I'm not as concerned of, you know, what it's going to do to me. But people, I think, can learn and think for themselves and take the measures necessary to control it. Like one of the callers said, he'll just stay home. If you're afraid of it, just stay home. Wear the mask and whatnot. But I believe people are capable of controlling this, and they don't necessarily need government to do it for them.
John and Hamill, thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you, John. And we're going to keep this going. Sue, we see you. Dale, 651-989-9226. What is your reaction to the pending announcement from Governor Walz that he's going to lift the stay-at-home order at 6 o'clock this evening? We want to hear from you. That's next. Paul and Jordana, so what do you make of the news? Blois Olson called in earlier. It's amazing how much news Blois breaks, especially on Dave Lee's show every morning. But he had the breaking news that it looks like Governor Walz will let the stay-at-home order expire on the 18th, which is next Monday. There will be some limitations. There will be restrictions. But an easing of the restrictions seems to be inevitable. Sue in Marshall, what do you make of this?
I'm extremely happy. And if I get a little emotional, just forgive me, you guys. But our son lives in a group home in Anoka, and we haven't been able to go up there and see him since March 7th. Wow. We didn't get to see him at Easter, and he celebrated his 40th birthday on April 22nd. And I just had to wish him happy birthday from the phone and sing him happy birthday. We couldn't go up there. So I'm looking forward to a week, not this weekend, but the next weekend, to going up and giving him a great big hug.
Oh, wow. Sue, I'm emotional listening to your story. So we don't know the extent of the lifting of the partial order, but do you think, I mean, have you heard anything that it will extend to group homes?
I haven't, but I'm hoping and praying that that we'll be able to, at least, maybe even if we can't go into his group home site, that we can go up there and pick him up, and we can take him to a park or something like that, you know, and just for the afternoon, because it's been a long time and it's been really hard. So
we'll keep praying
for that too,
Sue.
I hope you get that. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, love.
Wow.
People are suffering in different ways. Yeah. It's not just economic, although so many are suffering economically. It's these emotional connections that are not being made that I feel that pain right there. I do. Anne's in La Center. Hey, Anne, what's your reaction to this partial lift of the order?
Well, I have people that have been affected by it. My daughter-in-law is a hairdresser, so I understand all that. But I work in the healthcare field, so I'm just a little apprehensive, because I know that our PPE isn't quite up to snuff, and I know that now we're supposed to be doing elective procedures, and now we're lifting some of the requirements, and I just hope, me personally, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep being cautious, very cautious, just because I think if we just move a little bit slower and if we're a little bit more mindful, it's just going to help everybody out. It'll help the businesses out, because it won't spread it in their businesses, and it'll help the hospitals, you know, get up to snuff. And I think it'll also help the doctors and the researchers working on this just come up with better ways to manage it. So, yeah, I'm all excited about it, but I'm still going to be moving kind of cautiously.
I think it's good to be apprehensive. You can be excited, but still a little paranoid. Good advice, Anne. Thank you. Dale,
well,
in
Litchfield. I would call it not paranoid.
Okay.
Dale, we have about a minute left. We want to sneak you in here. Hi, Dale.
I'm paranoid.
Hey, guys. Glad to take my call. First thing I'm happy about it is because we get to have a tractor pull on Memorial Day weekend. we got you know, 20 acres to put about 200 people on, so I don't think social distancing is a problem.
I hope not.
One thing, you know, I'm happy it's getting lifted. And one thing what he did has showed us to do out here, because I live out in rural Minnesota, and what wasn't happening before is that, you know, you'd stand in line at some place and everybody was elbow to elbow. You go into our local running store or our farm parts store where I go in, or where I go in to get truck parts. People are automatically social distancing. I mean, it's very seldom you'll find anybody gets closer to 6 feet. And I think that's going to do more than anything else for this. It's probably something we should have been doing the whole time anyway. You know, two years ago, we probably should not be so close to one another when we're around strangers. And at our tractor pull, we're going to insist on that. We're going to have hand sanitizing stations. Food servers will have all of their stuff on and do it as safe as we possibly can, and I'm just kind of tickled pink.
Good luck, Dale.
That's great. Be safe.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have more on the pending news, lifting of the stay-at-home orders. That's coming next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.